This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Our guest today is Georgette Kaiser, Carlisle's Chief Information Officer. Welcome, Georgette.
Thank you for having me.
How at risk are businesses to cyber attacks?
Well, in this day and time, Chris, every business really is at risk for cyber attacks. Initially, people really were just looking at the finance industry because of the transactions and people's money, but it's crossing healthcare, manufacturing, finance, the government, transportation, all areas right now. And it's a very serious attack, especially in the finance industry. To have someone actually be able to get into your bank account, to be able to take your money and move it somewhere else, or to be able to wipe out all your accounts as if they didn't exist, and that's a serious attack that could occur. So there's just a lot going on that we all have to be aware and knowledgeable, and we have to have the right systems and applications in place to protect ourselves.
What can businesses do to ward off such attacks?
It takes a very good strategy for businesses to think through on how to ward off attacks. But I always tell everyone the number one thing is training your internal people so they understand when phishing emails come in, when people make calls and ask them certain information, that they just don't do it. But within your technical departments, it takes a very good strategy where you have a good understanding of your IT inventory. How many mobile phones do you have out there? How many servers do you have in your network? How many are open networks? What type of software do you have in place to protect your firewalls? That type of strategy needs to be laid out so that everyone's aware of what's happening, and then put steps in place where you have the proper malware, security protecting your firewalls, that you have the proper encryption software. There are a list of items that people should have in place to protect their whole perimeter of their network. But the most important thing I always tell everyone is that you educate your associates within your firm so they understand who they should be talking to, what emails they should be answering, and that they actually are reporting items so that once they're reported, you can take that information, you can inform others. We can inform other companies. If it's a big, serious issue that we have, we can inform the government so they can help us. So there's lots of ways that we can help each other across companies and across the government.
So clearly, we're at war with the cyber terrorists. Are we ever going to win this war?
I think it's going to be continuous. You're constantly mitigating your risk. You're learning what other people are doing, and you're just trying to mitigate it, but it's not going to stop. We see it getting worse. There are things that just recently happened in Saudi Arabia with a malware called Shamoon, and it went in and totally wiped out their computers within their transportation area and energy areas. So this is a very serious item. And this Shamoon malware was actually out probably about 4 years ago, did something very similar, but they enhanced it. And so it can do more. And the objective of it was to just really stop your computer, stop you from doing any work. And so I just think that these things will continue. And as a firm and as corporations across the world, we have to come together and just really begin to share our ideas and just try to fight back that way. But we're just mitigating risk. It's not going to stop.
Georgette, thank you for sharing your thoughts on cybersecurity and what we can do about it. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlisle ValueCast.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlisle.com. This has been a Carlisle ValueCast podcast.